to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Soft street lamps cast shadows that we sail through. Foxes fly past and through the park fence, faster than my phone can find them, and your lips find mine just as quick. This is just a Saturday night in Central, just drinks and dinner, then home to collapse into a kiss on the sofa. You reading a book, glancing over the pages and pretending to show interest as I run from raiders and rad scorpions. But it feels like my life is finally formed. I will remember that kiss by the park until the day that I die. Soft lamplight, gentle moonlight, playful foxes, and the thought of doing nothing of great importance when we get home and close the door. These were the dreams I didn't dare to speak when I was a girl. And now that I am a woman, you have made them come true. So, in my quest to fulfill my New Year's resolution, I went out this weekend. As you may remember from our first episode of this year, I decided that I was going to attempt to to stop disliking the things about me that make me different, right? Because I read that thing and the guy was like, you have to fall in love with the differences that you have, and you have to, you know, love yourself in a, you know, just do that. And so that was my New Year's resolution. I am going to, over the course of 2023, I am going to fall in love with the things that make me different. I am going to stop hating myself for the things that make me different, and I'm going to start loving myself for those things. And so I decided that one of the things I was going to do was to go out and to try and meet people like me, because, you know, that's going to help, right? That's the plan. I was a little worried about it, you know, but I thought, come on, it's my birthday week, something good has got to happen, right? I'm sure I've got lots of good luck coming my way, because it is my birthday week, and it's, you know, I deserve nice things, right? So I found a little meetup happening, and I said, okie doke, we're gonna go and try and have a good time. Several things happened. Number one, I took a great selfie. I was trying something a little different with my hair. For the first time since I was about 17, I think, I decided, what if she had a bit of a fringe? What if she did that? Because I haven't done that in a very long time. I don't think it was actually as far back as when I was 17, actually. Having said that, I think maybe it was like 23 or something. But the point is, it's been a long time, so I thought, okay, let's try that and see how it looks. immediately, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, the pride of the house, and I thought, oh my God, girly, this is a bit of a serve. It's giving princess. So there I go. I've got a little ribbon in my hair. It was pink. It looked beautiful. So during the day, I took a selfie and it looked amazing. So amazing that I may be using it for a secret project. That it's not actually a secret, but still, I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. But still, yeah. So it looked really great. I looked really pretty and I was really happy with it. And I looked at myself in that selfie and I thought, oh my God, you look great, darling. So happy with you. Look at this. Oh my God, it was fabulous. Other things that happened, I did not make a twat of myself, which is my greatest fear when it comes to socializing, because I'm not great at that. So I'm always a little bit anxious when it comes to, you know, socializing, spending time with people, because I'm not somebody that's blessed with social skills. I'm good, you know, in this kind of setting, it's fine. And I probably sound like quite a normal, well-adjusted person that, you know, is fine. But in terms of, you know, if you and I were in a room together and I was talking to you directly, I don't think it would be going as well. Because I just really struggle and I sort of get all worried and I think, oh my God, what do they think of me? They probably think I'm an idiot. You know, and I get really anxious. So that didn't really happen, you know? It was okay. It was all right. I had some good conversations with people. That was good. I felt very, kind of very understood and connected, you know, if that makes sense. Like, seeing other people like me, talking to them, it made me feel, a bit better about myself. And I kind of for a little while forgot about my perpetual self-loathing, because, you know, these are people like me and I didn't hate them because they were very nice and very cool. And so it was really, really nice actually just to be around other people. And it kind of made me reflect differently on myself. I'm not going to say that, you know, the work is done. We're only in the second month of the year and I've achieved my resolution, because I don't think that I have. And I think there's probably still more work to do. But it was a good start. Also, I saw urban foxes in London. See, I've lived in London before, and I've heard all about urban foxes. But I've never seen a fox in central London until this weekend, and now I have, and I was living for it, to be honest with you. It was great. It was amazing. So I really loved that, because I love foxes, you know I do. I am a fox girl. If that's a thing. If it's not a thing, I'm making it a thing. And I had a really good day. I really did. And it felt, because it was such a low pressure thing, because, you know, obviously it's not the first time I've ever met, you know, another lesbian, because I've been on dates, I've even been in ill-fated relationships, but the difference was, I think, that it was quite a low stakes thing. It was just people meeting up to socialize, have a chat, you know. I wasn't trying to make these people attracted to me or fall in love with me. I wasn't thinking, you know, I have to be my best self because, you know, I have to make them want to be with me. So I felt a lot less pressure, and so I was just kind of a lot more chill, and so it was easier, I think, to just relax and be myself and have fun. And it felt very much like finding people that understood me. You know, like, I would say things and they'd be like, oh my God, me too. And I was like, oh my God, I'm really not the only one in the whole world. And I know that I never was. It's just, that's how it felt. But still, it felt good for it to not feel like that for a little bit. And so that was really special. And I do want to do stuff like that again. I do want to be able to spend time with people that, you know, that are going to make me feel like that and, you know, that get me, because it really, I think it really did me a lot of good, to be honest. And so, get ready for this. I've joined a book club. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? A book club. Me. I can read. I don't know why I'm saying it like it's such a ridiculous idea, or like I can't read books or anything. Because I can. I don't think I'm the kind of person that you would want in your book club. But these people have me in their book club now because I asked to join and they said yes, so they're stuck with me. But yes, I am a member of a book club now. And I'm going to be, you know, looking out for more ways to kind of get out there, put myself out there, not in a romantic relationship sense, but just in a, hi, I like to connect with other people like me sense. Because I think, like I said, I don't think the work is done, but I think maybe this was the part I was missing. Just having other people that I can relate to, having other people that I can connect with, and other people that that I can understand and they can understand me. And I really think that that's going to be really good for me. So I'm really excited about it. So yeah, mission not quite accomplished, but we are on our way and really quite excited about it, actually. Yeah, just feeling really good. Let's see how long that lasts.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters,